Listen to part of a lecture in a literature class.
Today, I'd like to introduce you to a novel that some critics consider the finest detective novel ever written. It was also the first. We're talking about The Moonstone by Wilkie Collins. Now, there are other detective stories that preceded The Moonstone historically. Notably, the work of Poe, Edgar Allan Poe's stories, such as The Murders in the Rue Morgue and The Purloined Letter. Now, these were short stories that featured a detective, probably the first to do that. But The Moonstone, which follows them by about 20 years, it was published in 1868, this is the first full-length detective novel ever written. Now, in The Moonstone, if you read it as come to it as a contemporary reader, what's interesting is that most of the features you find in almost any detective novel are, in fact, already present. It's hard at this juncture to read this novel and realize that no one had ever done that before, because it all seems so strikingly familiar. It's really a wonderful novel, and I recommend it even just as a fun book to read if you've never read it. So, in The Moonstone, as I said, Collins did much to establish the conventions of the detective genre. I'm not going to go into the plot at length, but, the basic setup is there's this diamond of great value, a country house. The diamond mysteriously disappears in the middle of the night. The local police are brought in an attempt to solve the crime, and they mess it up completely, and then the true hero of the book arrives. That's Sergeant Cuff. Now, Cuff, this extraordinarily important character, let me try to give you a sense of who Sergeant Cuff is by first describing the regular police. And this is the dynamic that you're going to see throughout the history of the detective novel, where you have the regular cops, who are well-meaning but officious and bumblingly inept. And they are countered by a figure who's eccentric, analytical, brilliant, and able to solve the crime. So, first, the regular police get called in to solve the mystery. In this case, Detective Superintendent Seagrave. When Superintendent Seagrave comes in, he orders his minions around. They bumble and they actually make a mess of the investigation, which you'll see repeated. You'll see this pattern repeated, particularly in the Sherlock Holmes stories of a few years later, where Inspector Lestrade, this well-meaning idiot, is always countered by Sherlock Holmes, who's a genius. So now Cuff arrives. Cuff is the man who's coming to solve the mystery. And again, he has a lot of the characteristics that future detectives throughout the history of this genre will have. He's eccentric. He has a hobby that he's obsessive about. In this case, it's the love of roses. He's a fanatic about the breeding of roses. And here, think of Nero Wolfe and his orchids, Sherlock Holmes and his violin. A lot of those later classic detective heroes have this kind of outside interest that they go to as a kind of antidote to the evil and misery they encounter in their daily lives. At one point, Cuff says he likes his roses because they offer solace, an escape from the world of crime he typically operates in. Now, these detective heroes, they have this characteristic of being smart, incredibly smart, but of not appearing to be smart. And most importantly, from a kind of existential point of view, these detectives see things that other people do not see. And that's why the detective is such an important figure, I think, in our modern imagination. In the case of the Moonstone, I don't want to say too much here and spoil it for you, but the clue that's key to the solving of the crime is a smeared bit of paint in a doorway. Of course, the regular police have missed this paint smear or made some sort of unwarranted assumption about it. Cuff sees this smear of paint, the place where the paint is smeared, and realizes that from this one smear of paint, you can actually deduce the whole situation, the whole world. And that's what the hero in a detective novel like this brings to it that the other characters don't. It's this ability to see meaning where others see no meaning, and to bring order to where it seems there is no order.